proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continue looking at our series on biblical roles and offices by looking at the role that kings played in Israel's history. For several hundred years, from Moses through Samuel, Israel had gone without a king. However, when Samuel served as judge, according to 1 Samuel chapter 8, his Jewish contemporaries told him, quote, "Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations," unquote. Though their request saddened Samuel, he prayed to God about the matter. God replied, quote, "Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them," unquote. In 1 Samuel chapter 8, God commanded Samuel to tell the Israelites what having a monarch would cost them. A king would appropriate their sons to become his servants. A king would confiscate their fields and turn them over to his servants. A king would confiscate one-tenth of their livestock for his own uses. Despite hearing that, the Israelites still wanted a king to reign over them. Unto what purpose? Quote, "That we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us, and go out before us, and fight our battles," unquote. Saul, a young man from the tribe of Benjamin, Saul became the first king of Israel. He had encountered Samuel while looking for donkeys that his father had lost, as recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 10. The elderly judge anointed Saul with oil, saying, quote, "Is not that the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?" Unquote. Samuel publicly cast lots to determine who would be the first king of Israel. Before that, he solemnly warned the Israelites, quote, "Ye have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, Nay, but set a king over us," unquote. Even though God sent the Jewish nation a king, which after all he had promised to do in Deuteronomy 17, the Jewish attitude in this matter evoked his displeasure. God gave the Jewish people Saul as king, as an accommodation to the hardness of their hearts. As the first king of Israel, Saul began well. He led the Israelites to victory against Nahash, the king of the Ammonites. He also defeated the Philistines in a key battle, as recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 14. Before long, though, Saul started showing disturbing tendencies. His impatience led him to make a burnt offering, instead of waiting for Samuel to come and do it. Saul would have even executed his own son, Jonathan, for unknowingly violating a prohibition that Saul had instituted. The last straw seemed to be when Saul kept the king of Amalek alive, despite God's direct orders to destroy the Amalekites utterly. Saul had repeatedly contravened God's commands. Thus God rejected Saul as king. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, Samuel told Saul that, quote, "The Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine, that is better than thou," unquote. Shortly thereafter, God directed Samuel to anoint David to be the next king of Israel. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.